Jerry pulled up.
578 Clearwater. Here it is.
So that's sales comparison.
Now, this is not vacant land, right?
No,
this has a house.
He's saying his square footage was off, though.
Oh, yeah, the square footage was off. I don't know how much that would change his calculation, but.
It depends. I mean, and we have to find out. She might not know that she can pull up her own property record card. She could tell us if, you know, we've measured correctly. Because you had somebody in here yesterday, and he didn't count his basement. And he gave us his plans. And
didn't count the basement.
It's actually coming out higher than they thought because.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think she said specifically that it was off by like 2,000 square feet. I thought. It was like.
Well, that one, she's saying this one's 6,300.
She's saying that hers is 63, and you got her at 88,000 something.
They just bought that recently. Is it on the MLS?
I haven't looked.
Because we had a sales letter, and I'm asking you because surely they didn't use our numbers to purchase it. Because, you know, realtors have to have a due diligence size signed.
Oh, yeah, this is the one we're claiming that the.
It's a substantially bigger lot and quite a bit more building than all of the stuff around it. And you saw the price they paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, this is the discrimination claim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and what you wrote on his form was not what you showed me on the letter, the affidavit.
So on his comps, he's right. Showing.
Well, the one they signed for me is their handwriting. They signed.
Yeah, and that was a higher value.
And it was 885, and that said 800.
Yeah.
So a lot of people round off.
It's a 10% round off.
Well, should have rounded a little higher, but I know.
He's showing properties that are valued at $15 per square foot and 35 and 29. I would be anxious to know if those are mobile homes, because that seems really low.
Well, sometimes people build a McMansion in the middle of smaller homes.
And none of these properties that he's given do I show have sold.
Do you have pictures that you can show, Jennifer or Stephanie?
No, it's a spreadsheet. Yeah, I'm not sure where they're getting.
He's not arguing value. He's just arguing that
discrimination in the way the value is calculated, though.
Yeah. In other words, his values are calculated at.
Oh, wow.
Did he say that it was calculated that he only has 6,800 or 6,300?
6,300 is what he's saying.
Okay, well, that part we could have him get with you guys about, couldn't we?
Well, we have his base is 2,949, but his adjusted area is 6,935. So there's a lot of things added on to
that. So when you say adjusted area, that's he's being taxed on the adjusted area, not the. Or.
Yeah, I mean, that figures in. Again, it's based on your sketch, and then, you know, you have your square foot cost on your base. That's just your footprint. You could have a second floor. You could have a lower level. All of that is your adjusted area.
Okay. Well, when we put it up on, when it was up on Beacon, he was talking about the properties around that are valued less. I don't know what.
That's a pretty. And our pictures are showing the lake behind it, so.
Yes, he's got a lake
view. It's in Clearwater or Table Rock Terrace. Let me just search that subdivision.
I mean, if it's 618 and he bought it for $885. It's 69% assessed value. Or 69% of
the value. The question is...
Well, again, he's not actually claiming that his house is overvalued by the assessor. He's just claiming that she's somehow assessing him differently than the rest of the people around there.
Okay.
And that's the question that we're trying to answer.
Something made that residence worth what they paid for it. And so if the people around him didn't have that view or that build quality or whatever they've got.
I'm assuming that the quality of the home around there is probably less than. So does that mean that his price is going to be higher per square foot because of his materials and his...
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, we have his structure valued at $513,290. That's very high for Taney County for a structure.
Okay.
Or structures on the on
your
the
structural value. So his structural values are pretty high on his property because of the materials that he's used.
Right, because he's got the materials. He's got a house and he has another addition on there. Let's see what the addition is.
Well.
On Taylor Rock Lane.
If it's a situation, I mean, if he's already got the issue with the potential square footage, and he just doesn't understand the difference in rates here per square foot, would it be any advantage for him to talk to somebody in your office about getting that? In other words, coming in for the purpose of the square footage, but maybe his understanding of that would be higher. I don't know. I mean, I can tell him. I guess I can give the option.
I mean, we can go out and reassess, but you can see below there on that sketch, that's a pretty complicated place.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not talking about reassessing the whole thing. I was just at least with respect to the square footage, trying to get that corrected. I'm trying to look at a way so he understands he's not being discriminated against if, in fact, it's just because of the materials and the quality of his home.
Right, but again, on the square footage, I'm not sure how he's measuring versus us, and I never want to say that the assessor is always right on the measurements. That's why I put them on Beacon.
Right.
I want people to be able to tell us if something's wrong. So
okay.
If we're really far off, I'd like to send a guy out there.
I get it. I'm just asking if it would be of any benefit for me to suggest to him that, hey, why don't you get with the assessor's office on this, and we'll visit you again on Tuesday or whatever day we want to meet.
I mean, we're happy to talk to him, but I don't know what we're going to tell him until we go out and actually check it again and see what he's got. And we have him down for...
So you need to go later than that is what you're saying if we did that.
Right. So we have him down for... 5 bathrooms.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And so, I mean, he can talk to the guys.
I don't think, I think what he's looking at is the price per square foot.
But already the price
per square foot goes up because of the materials.
Yes,
and the quality.
Absolutely.
Right. So,
and the extras.
I think that my perception is that's what he's looking at. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me call him. Well, I just pressed the 1. I shouldn't have done that. Okay. Well, he's up at KC though. Yes, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We were talking to Gary a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I don't
know. He's coming for you in here right now. I'm just calling for him. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
These comparables that he's given are not recent at all.
Okay. Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we can kind of hear you. You're a little light. But, Gary, we've kind of been looking at some of this. We looked at some of the stuff you sent, but they're not real recent. But I think maybe, like, if you go on Beacon, have you guys used Beacon?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
These are, you know, these are from Beacon. This is 2025. This is your 2025 assessment.
So he pulled this off the Beacon, not off of a closed comp. We asked him for closed comps.
Oh, yeah, we were asking for comps. You just pulled that off of Beacon, I guess. Okay, well, yeah, let me do a couple things. I want to try to explain a couple things. One is what you're showing on Beacon there with the price per square foot, is that what you were looking at as to why you think you felt like you were not getting assessed the same?
Right, that's the way you guys are assessing their properties.
Well, okay, and I want to explain that a little bit. I can let the assessor do it too, but I'm just going to tell you what we understand as a board. The quality of your structure in your house is much higher than the properties that you're looking at. The assessment process goes in and talks, you know, if you've got five bathrooms, if you're using stone, brick, things like that, that all raises your price per square foot versus the neighbor who doesn't use that stuff. So the price per square foot is not really just because the neighbor's has a lower price per square foot. That doesn't mean you're being discriminated against when they go in. They just they use the cost program. They go in and they put the information when they assess the property about what you're using, what your, you know, all of your properties. They plug it in and they get a price back out. And so from a valuation standpoint, you indicated you weren't really arguing that. Your value is not in excess of fair market value, certainly, but you were just wanting to know about the difference in the square foot price that you're seeing on Beacon, and I'm kind of trying to explain that to you. But the second thing you raised was that they had the square footage wrong on your property. And I think that is something that you could get, your property's at like a B+, which is a pretty high rating. The quality of your home is much higher than a lot of the other properties around there. So,
yeah, and again, I'm not sure who made that assessment, because again, I guess someone that would make that assessment is someone that is not looking at this property on the inside. Because the truth is they have structure wood that they have pine in there that's splitting like crazy. This is structure wood that's splitting. I mean, I really need to fix it, but again, I don't have time to do everything. But the reality of it is they're using, it should be, you know, structure wood is fir wood. This is pine they're using, and it's splitting. And I mean, I'm telling you that their assessment is way off. Matter of fact, from the material wise and the quality wise, the quality of it is terrible. The quality of everything they've done is you know,
in your assessment notice. In your assessment notice, did you read that part about having a interior inspection if you're percentage? Okay.
Again, and to be honest, I don't have the time to do that. But again, you know, based on what I'm seeing, and I'm very confident, the records that the county has is suspect at best. Because again, I mean, I know a builder in that subdivision that, you know, they say his house is, I don't know, 3,500 square foot. And I guarantee you that house is 8,000 square foot. I mean, again, and when it comes to quality, the quality is much higher than anything that this house will ever be.
Okay.
But that said, the assessment is way off. And I'm just telling you that based on your analogy of what you think is going on, you know, this house, and if you read the MLS from the past, It had a water problem coming in there, because again, if you look at the property, it sits on a hill. It's kind of blocked. The building is kind of blocked, and it kind of holds the water in, which kind of, you know, I just put a sump pump in to try to cure this water issue. And anyway, to make a long story short, this thing's got water issues. And what I'm telling you is the quality of everything that they've done in this house is crazy at best, and the truth is that the quality of my comparables, I can assure you, and I put my money where my mouth is. I can assure you that the comps would be as far as the quality of.